proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. In this concluding session about angels in the Bible, we will briefly cover some of the other ministries that angels performed. In his first epistle to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul penned three cryptic remarks regarding angels and their ministries. Our study will conclude with an examination of these statements made by Paul. He described apostles, such as himself. In 1 Corinthians 4, he described apostles as, quote, a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men, unquote. In what sense did Paul regard himself as a spectacle unto angels? The Greek word translated as spectacle is the word theatron, from which we get the English word theater. A theatron could refer to a location for holding athletic competitions, such as a stadium. It could also serve as a word describing the location for theatrical productions, such as dramas. When used metaphorically, the term theatron denoted any person who participated in such endeavors, people often seen as subjects of public ridicule. Paul thus may have compared himself to a prisoner placed in the Roman arena, perhaps someone having to fight for his very life against wild beasts. While such a person did so, members of the crowd could gaze upon him, some of them perhaps mocking his struggles to survive, while others rooted for his triumph over such adversities. According to the 12th chapter of Hebrews, a large group of witnesses, probably including what's termed an innumerable company of angels, a large group of witnesses, according to Hebrews 12, beheld a believer's travails and struggles. Paul reminded the Corinthian believers that just as the angels witnessed his own conduct, angels would do the same thing for them, the believers in Corinth. That fact, therefore, obligated them to fight the good fight, just as Paul had done. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul mentioned that Christians would judge angels. The question arises, what criterion of judgments could Christians use in such a setting? How could Christians, who are mortal beings, judge angels who are immortal? Now, commentators disagree over whether the entities, angels, denoted either God's angels in heaven or fallen angels. The former interpretation, that these refer to God's angels, the former interpretation seems unlikely, since the angels in heaven remain sinless. Paul's reference may have alluded to Christians judging the devil's angels. Nonetheless, believers need to remember what Jesus Christ said in John chapter 5, when he said that God, quote, hath given him authority to execute judgment also, unquote. Since Christians will reign with Jesus Christ, they will have the opportunity to exercise his delegated authority to render judgments. Judgments rendered even against the devil's emissaries, the demons. Believers can thus testify firsthand to the baleful effects the devil's emissaries had on them, as a way of confirming the guilt of those beings. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul remarked that, quote, for this cause ought the woman to have power on her head, because of the angels, unquote. The cause in question, which involved women wearing head coverings, the cause in question derived from a cultural custom of that era, in which married women wore head coverings as a means of showing subjection to their own husbands. This act of submission acknowledged the authority that God had to mankind. As Paul declared earlier in 1 Corinthians 11, quote, the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God, unquote. Married women, by having their heads covered, thereby set an example for the angels in heaven, a reminder to them that they too needed to submit to God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.